Bitcoin short term. Whale profits hit record. 9.07B, stirring sell-off fears. Short-term Bitcoin whales are holding a record $9.07 billion in unrealized profit, a level that raises the odds of coordinated profit-taking, according to a Cointelegraph Market Insight published September 8, 2026. The figure tracks paper gains held by large wallets that bought recently, the cohort most likely to sell into strength. Bitcoin traded at $78,430 as of September 8, 2026, down 1.4% over 24 hours and roughly flat on the week per CoinMarketCap data in our signal feed. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 72, firmly in greed territory. That combination, elevated paper profits alongside greedy sentiment, is the setup that tends to precede a wave of selling. The record number and who holds it short-term holders are wallets that acquired their coins within roughly the last 5 months. When this group's unrealized profit reaches a record, it means recent buyers are collectively further in the green than at any prior point. The whale subset matters more than the retail subset because a single large wallet can move size that shifts the order book. Unrealized profit is not realized profit. The $907 billion is a mark-to-market figure that exists only while price holds. It becomes real and becomes selling pressure when holders decide to lock it in. The risk flagged in the Cointelegraph Insight is behavioral. The larger the paper gain, the stronger the temptation to sell before it evaporates. A signal, not a trigger. A record in short-term whale profit does not mandate a correction. It raises the probability of one. These holders can just as easily sit on gains if they expect higher prices, and greed readings above 70 have historically persisted for weeks before any reversal. The cleaner read is asymmetry. With BTC down 1.4% on the day and short-term buyers deep in profit, any sharper drop gives that cohort a reason to protect gains, which can compound a move lower. On the way up, the same profits are a reason to hold. The number tells you where the fuel is, not when it ignites. Two things would turn this signal into action. One is on-chain, a spike in short-term holder coins moving to exchanges, the classic presale footprint. The other is price, a decisive break below recent support that flips paper gains toward paper losses and forces the marginal holder to choose. Reading it alongside the tape. This profit signal lands during a stretch of choppy price action. Bitcoin recently traded on both sides of the $80,000 line as macro data pushed rate expectations around, and spot ETF flows have swung between heavy inflows and sharp reversals. A record in short-term whale profit adds a supply-side variable to that mix. Even if demand stays firm, a large enough profit-taking wave can absorb it. For anyone tracking the broader leverage picture, the caution compounds. When paper profits are this concentrated and sentiment is greedy, a small catalyst can cascade through leverage positions faster than the spot move alone would suggest. Practical takeaways for holders. For spenders who keep a Bitcoin balance liquid, this is a volatility warning, not a directional call. If you fund a crypto card directly from BTC rather than a stablecoin balance, a sharp drawdown shrinks your spending power at the exact moment you might want to transact. Cards that let you hold a stable balance and top up on your schedule insulate day-to-day spending from a whale-driven swing. The same logic applies to anyone funding purchases from a self-custodied wallet. Spending from your own keys keeps you in control, but it also means the balance you rely on rides every tick of a market where a record $9.07 billion in short-term profit is looking for an exit. None of this is a prediction that Bitcoin falls. It is a reminder that the profit is concentrated, the sentiment is greedy, and the coins that could hit the market are held by the fastest hands. This is analysis, not financial advice.